Mr. New York, Mark Simone on WOR.
Hey, we'll get to the supply chain crisis, and we'll get to all the Biden blunders. We'll get to Brian Laundry. Is that his body? We'll get to the mayoral debate and a lot more this hour. It's the final day of summer today. Well, I know it's technically fall, but this is the last day. It's going to get in the upper 70s, near 80 degrees, and this is probably the last day that will happen. It's starting to, next week is colder, 50s, 60s, so this may be the last bright, sunny, summer-like day, so enjoy it today. Do we think that's Brian Laundry's body? The family helped the investigators, pointing him to this area, and they found body parts. And are those his actual belongings? His actual knapsack?
Apparently. His parents said they were, yeah. It's suspicious. I don't know. This whole thing is...
Yeah, well, problem is you can't trust the parents.
Yeah.
Because it's in their interest to convince you that those are his belongings, and they would lie about it. They would convince you that's his body, because if they can get him declared dead, then nobody will look for him anymore, which will help him escape. So you can't trust the parents on this. Now, they have a sleazeball attorney who I think he's trying to make the case, or somebody's trying to make the case, that by helping these investigators find the body and find the body parts, that way the parents will escape getting charged for aiding this fugitive. Who's McPherson? Is that the lawyer for the family?
No, he's a special FBI agent.
Oh, okay. He's the FBI agent, and they found these human remains.
Earlier today, investigators found what appears to be human remains, along with personal items, such as a backpack and notebook belonging to Brian Laundry.
Okay, first of all, I would think you DNA the guy by now. You get the DNA, figure out is it him, is it not him. You figure that this guy's still trying to figure out if it's human remains. He said it appears to be human remains. You're in the FBI. You can't tell if it's human remains or not. And a notebook? This I'm looking at pictures of this guy. He doesn't look like a guy that has a notebook, does he? I don't think this guy has a notebook. This looks like a guy who just stares at TikTok all day. I don't think he owns a notebook.
Our evidence response team is on scene using all available forensic resources to process the area. It's likely the team will be on scene for several days.
That's evidence response team. They're there. They're on the ground. They're looking at it. They still can't tell you if it's a body. They have no idea if it's him. What is this evidence response team? You ever see after the plane crash when they say the National Transportation Airline Safety, the inspectors, and you see when they land, it's like six senior citizens with two SUVs. It's like a bunch of old guys who...
well, got a lot of experience, Mark.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. Yeah, they still can't tell you. It appears to be human remains. What, you don't know? It is? It isn't? Tell us.
Our evidence response team is on scene using all available forensic resources to process the area. It's likely the team will be on scene for several days.
Okay, but it's 2021. You can't tell us in an hour with the DNA whether that's his body or not? How? I assume they have his DNA. They've been in the house. All you can do is take a anything with his DNA on it and see if it matches. So here's the other thing. The Biden administration, they think they might get a deal on this bill by the end of the week, although it's not the $5 trillion, $8 trillion. They're talking $1.5 trillion, $2 trillion. Maybe they'll get a deal this week. Let me ask you just a simple question. If you want to solve things like climate change and you have to give trillions of dollars of your hard-earned money to somebody to solve the climate change problem, would you give it to somebody who can't even figure out how to unload a cargo ship? I could see solving climate change, developing new forms of energy. This could be a complex problem. But we're handing this money to people who cannot figure out how to get a ship to dock, and they can't figure out how to unload the cargo off it. So it doesn't make any sense at all. And the one thing about this bumbling idiot, Biden, I mean, he's an idiot. He's got mental problems. His brain is gone. He's a liar. But the one argument for him was, after his 40 years in the Senate, he is the guy who can go up there and get things done. He can knows everybody up there. He can make a deal. He's been up there like seven times. Can't get change of a quarter from them. He can't get anything done up there. Just a bumbling idiot. See these polls that came out yesterday?
Yeah.
His approval rating is like 25, which means it's 15 in these rigged polls. But the approval ratings, is the worst polling numbers any president has ever had in the honeymoon period, the first 8 months. And I'm watching MSNBC yesterday, Chuck Todd, that daily Meet the Press, where all he does is talk about politics. He never mentioned the polls. Every time there's a poll, he covers it like crazy. That's all they do is put these polls up on the screen. I'm watching Chuck Todd yesterday. No mention of these polls. They will not cover it. So, hey, the good news is Bill Clinton is home from the hospital.
I'm really glad to be back home. I'm doing great, enjoying this beautiful fall weather. I'm on the road to recovery.
Uh-oh. Sounded like Biden, didn't he?
Yeah, he didn't sound good there. Didn't sound good at all.
Well, wait a minute. That, yeah, you're right. That didn't sound too good.
I, for one, am going to do my best to be around to keep doing the most good I can for a long time.
Oh, God, that doesn't sound good.
No.
I mean, this guy's always like, hey, I'm Bill Clinton. Blah, blah, blah. Now you hear him. Not telling
him. I want to remind everyone out there, take the time to listen to your bodies and care for yourselves.
Yeah. Listen to your body.
Makes Biden sound strong.
Yeah, this is not good. Well, but listen, he just got out of the hospital. He's heavily medicated. I don't know. Give him a couple of weeks. He'll be back in action. give him a couple of weeks and send a couple of Hooters waitresses in there, and you'll hear the old, hey, how are you? You'll hear the old Bill Clinton all of a sudden. So last night was the mayoral debate. Curtis won the debate. I mean, you really scored it, you know, with on points, Curtis won. There was no knockout. It wasn't a big win or anything. And remember, it's WNBC TV4. They are the worst at hosting debates. They don't even understand what a debate is. Their setup is that nobody's allowed to talk for more than 2 seconds. They all of these questions they had. See, they think the idea is to see how many questions you can get in. Do 3 questions. Do crime, housing, taxes. Just make that the debate. But they have 4,000 questions, and every time they ask a question, you have 30 seconds. And a lot of the questions were, I want a one-word answer, one-word answer. This should not be allowed in any debate. What's that? It's a debate. You can't have one-word answers. So would you have a vaccine mandate? Yes or no? Curtis would say, well, the problem is, I said yes or no, one-word answer. That's not a debate. Now, the other reason we think Channel 4, a lot of people think Channel 4 did this deliberately because it's NBC News, and they were rigging it, slanting it to favor Adams, who's not much of a talker. He's not very articulate. So by limiting the answers to just a few seconds, that would help Adams. He, do you think he had a, I mean, he kept bringing up the Curtis fake some things back years ago for publicity stunts. But it was brought up that Adams has been faking his taxes and questionable tax forms. And one tax form, he said he doesn't live in New York. One says he does. He hired a homeless guy to do his taxes. This is the guy you want picking your next police commissioner? So here's a bit of Adams.
Immediately, day one, I will put in place an order that we're going to suspend all fines to our small businesses. And then we will encourage growth in the city.
I don't get it. Explain that to me. What does that mean? There'll be no fines for small businesses?
Yeah, it's the question had to do about how you're going to revitalize the city after the pandemic.
Okay, but what does that mean? I'm going to suspend all fines. So in other words, the restaurant could put those tables in the middle of the road and you can't find
yeah.
them?
Yeah, right. Serve you uncooked food?
Yeah. We don't need a refrigerator in this restaurant. I think... You want to keep the fines for small businesses. Just don't torture the restaurants. You know, some of these owners got rid of the outdoor stuff. And why'd you take in the outdoor tables? And they just come around and fine you for no reason. You know, the table's 2 inches this way or the tablecloth isn't straight or just ridiculous. So just stop that. Here's Adams and Sliwa on... Curtis wants to hire more cops. That's where they really differ.
I'm the only candidate standing on this stage that has said I will hire more police officers.
Yeah, you know, Adams says, you know, he says all the right stuff about crime. It's the same stuff de Blasio said. I don't know if I believe him. And if he's really going to fight crime, why wouldn't he want to hire more police officers?
So all of a sudden we decided, de Blasio, who has supported Eric Adams here, they've been a team, that all of a sudden they would lose their jobs. That is a horror if they weren't going to be vaccinated.
Yeah, so not only will they not hire more, they're going to get rid of a bunch of cops. Curtis kept trying to drill that in. De Blasio, Adams, they're a team. They support each other. All of that stuff. I don't know if that really works. Rikers Island, everybody agreed Curtis won because Adams is behind this crazy, stupid idea of closing Rikers Island and putting prisons in everybody's neighborhood. They put homeless shelters in everybody's neighborhood. You see how that worked out. That's all you need is a prison in every neighborhood. The perfect solution for where would you put a prison? Perfect solution. You know what would really be good? Put it on an island. That'd be the most secure thing. That's where it is now. And they say the conditions are not good. Well, then rebuild it. There's like 20 buildings and 10 of them are empty. Fix up the empty buildings.
You know, it's a lot cheaper. Curtis was right on, spot on, had the right answers, has all the right policy decisions, but probably not going to win.
Hey, that negative talk, you know. Okay, listen, they always say, a Republican can't win. Republicans have won 5 of the last 7 mayoral races. Now, I was around Rudy Giuliani when he was running for the first time in, or actually the second time, 93. And that's all you heard. I had the same arguments. A Republican can't win. That's all you kept hearing. And at that time, they had a point because Democrats had just won 5 of the last 5. So they had a point there. And polls showed Rudy couldn't win. And somehow he won. So just bear that in mind. And don't keep saying Republican can't win because it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's all about turnout. It's about who turns out. If Republicans turn out in big numbers, or if enough Democrats are sick of the crime and the taxes, and you can vote for Curtis as an independent, that could do it. Adams summed the whole thing up. This was his summary at the end.
No, I'm speaking to New York. He's not speaking to buffoonery.
Yeah, he's not, he's a very dignified man. He will not discuss buffoonery with anybody. Meantime, he's supporting Bill de Blasio. He loves Bill de Blasio. So I don't know. We still didn't get any ratings yet. I don't know who saw it. There was a lot of stuff on against it, right?
Knick game.
Does anybody watch a Knick game? I'd rather watch Eric Adams.
Yeah. You'd rather watch Eric Adams.
Knick game. Nick Game, Jeopardy, there's a lot of stuff on at 7 o'clock. Greg Kelly Reports is on at 7 o'clock, so we'll see. We'll get the race. Now, here's the other thing. Channel 4, they are the worst at running debates. They rigged it so that Adams didn't have to talk much. Every time Curtis talked, they're screaming and yelling. Is that a one-word answer? We want 10 seconds. That's it. So it was all of that. And then I noticed they won't post the debate online. First time in the history of debates, the whole thing wasn't posted on their website and on YouTube. I don't know how they justify that or explain that. So we'll see if there's not a lot of public polling on the mayoral race, but we'll see what happens. Donald Trump is now talking about launching his own social media, and he makes the point that when the Iranian terrorist dictator is all over Twitter, but he can't get on an American president, something is wrong. So he's going to start his own social media. Working title is Truth, but he's going to have to fight the whole system. The worst monopoly and censorship that we've ever seen is from this tech industry where they all combine. Look at Parler, which was like the Republican Twitter. It got shut down, thrown off every server. They can just shut you out of the internet. And if you say, well, I can start my own site, they'll get servers, clouds, everything, refusing to carry it. So I know Donald Trump's got some internet experts with him, and I'm sure they've figured out ways to do it, have their own servers, their own everything, so they can't be shut off. You know, if you're on Twitter, if you're against Biden, they shadow ban you. They throttle down your feed so you can't get as many followers or as many views as anybody else. So we'll see what happens. Rumor also that he may start something else with it, a media network, his own TikTok, something like that. We'll see. Jen Psaki, would you say she's the worst White House press secretary you've ever seen?
Absolutely. And the thing is, I mean, since we don't get a chance to question Biden, she's the only person you can question in the White House, and she doesn't give you any answers.
Yeah. And she doesn't, you know, listen, they all lied. Every press secretary, you got to lie. You got to make up something. But they all tried to be charming and sell you something, tell you a cute folksy story. She just comes out and glares at you. I'm lying, so what? What are you going to do about it? She just lies to you. But she says some of the craziest things. China has developed some frightening weaponry now. They've got this hypoglider, nuclear-powered. This thing can glide under radar. In other words, this thing can be sent into America. It can get under the radar. It can glide in quietly under the radar and drop weapons. It's a pretty scary thought. So when asked about it, Jen Psaki, they asked her about China developing these incredible weapons. She said, we welcome the competition. We welcome competition. What? Yeah. in phones and in TV sets. But in weaponry? That is a really crazy thing to say. Also, talking about the cops with the vaccines, and she said, you know what the number one cause of death is in the police department? The virus. Well, it turns out that's not even close to true. Suicide is ahead of that. Obviously, a number one cause of death in a police department would be getting shot, stabbed, that kind of stuff. So just a crazy press secretary. And they all leave after a while. You get 2, 3, 4 different press secretaries. Watch, she'll be there the whole 4 years. You'll never get rid of her. Anyway, check out the webpage. There's some great stuff up there today. You know, there was an insurrection, not January 6th, but it happened during the Trump administration when Democratic protesters, violent, far more violent than January 6th. I mean, this was really ugly violent. These were the guys with the black helmets and the black suits. They tried to seize the White House. And this was thousands of them, very violent. Hundreds went to the hospital, hundreds of cops injured. People forget about this because the media just quickly ignored it. No commission, no committee to look at this. But watch the insurrection that took place. It was at the Trump inauguration. They tried to seize the White House. Take a look at it. It's pretty scary stuff. Also, Katie Couric is lying about Matt Lauer. I think she knew the whole time. Watch this video. There's actually a couple of videos. I think we'll make my point. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.
Mr. New York. It's Mark Simone on 710WOR.
Hey, we'll take some calls. 800-321-0710 is the number. A new book out says there was a Sopranos scene that James Gandolfini went crazy over. He would not do the scene. The scene had Tony Soprano needing to masturbate, so he pulls into a gas station and does it in the restroom. And Gandolfini just wouldn't do the scene. He just went nuts. This is disgusting. Somehow they convinced him to do it, and it turned out he was right because they looked at it and they didn't include it. They cut it out. They didn't put it in the episode. I can understand what he was thinking. It doesn't look right. Why would Tony Soprano do that? And a gas station restroom in New Jersey. Not inspiring, I don't think. But anyway, let's take some calls. Let's go to Bill in Bradley Beach. Bill, how you doing?
Good, Mario. Yourself. That's kind of hard to follow. But anyway.
I could see. But Tony Soprano? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't. But anyway, with the debate last night, Curtis asked about Adams' his apartment not having the right permits and everything, and Adams didn't respond to it. He says, you know, because of the time. But why didn't they go, the moderators, say anything to him? Because they know all about it. And also, Curtis brought up the money for the Sandy. They were supposed to build the wall, and then where the flooding happened last time with cleaning the drains and everything, and they got money for that. And then Bill de Blasio's wife with the money. Why don't the reporters go after where all the money is and help people?
Well,
they could actually help.
Take a guess why.
I know why, but, you know, people should wake up, you know, and maybe Curtis will find out where the money went, you know?
All right, Bill, excellent. Excellent points. Thanks for calling. Yeah, the moderators, it's Channel 4, it's NBC News, totally rigged against Curtis. They're all trying to get Adams elected. Curtis had some pretty good points. And when he brought up that Mrs. de Blasio and losing $800 million and tracking down the money, Adams got very quiet and the moderators kept jumping in to cut off Curtis with that, we just want a one-word answer. Only 10 seconds, that's all you get. And well, you know, when they asked about what would you do about floods, Joe Bartlett, when you were surprised how much Curtis knew about all of that?
He knows everything. I mean, he is fully briefed. That guy doesn't need on-the-job training. He knows everything.
No,
about the city.
So, no. You know what happens? Hurricane Sandy. What is Hurricane Ida? What could be done to prevent that kind of? Well, he just rattled off two flood walls that were supposed to be built and weren't built. The catch basins, the drains. He was naming every location, and Adams was just kind of and the moderators, 10 seconds. That's all you got. And they're jumping in and cutting Curtis off. So I don't know. We'll see. There are people that watched it. Now I don't know what the numbers are. It could be low, but remember, not many people vote. It's a low amount of people that vote in these elections. So turnout is the key. We'll see. There's another debate, by the way, next Tuesday night. Who is it? I think it's Channel 7 next Tuesday night. We'll see if they're as bad as Channel 4 at slanting things. Hey, when we come back, Liz Peek will be with us, brilliant columnist. When is this supply chain going to get fixed? Are you going to be able to get stuff in a month? We'll get to that in a moment on 710 WOR. Let's get the latest news. Here's Joe Bartlett.
It's Mr. New York, Mark Simone on 710 WOR.
Hey, Liz Peek is a brilliant columnist, great Fox News contributor, but make sure you always read her columns at foxnews.com or thehill.com, and make sure you follow Liz Peek on Twitter. Very important. Liz Peek, how you doing?
I'm terrific. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being here. Now, we face some really challenging problems like landing on the moon and things like that, but unloading a cargo ship, how complex is this that they can't figure out how to do this?
Well, it's really hard when you don't have enough workers, and that's really our problem. In this, the number one problem in our country right now is that we don't have enough people working, and the administration, the White House, just seems completely immune to the idea that their policies are making this problem worse, not better. Their policies being sending $5 trillion in relief aid out mainly to consumers during the last 2 years, and also the vaccine mandate, Mark. This is a problem. I mean, the White House doesn't want to acknowledge it because they are all in on the vaccine being the number one cure for COVID and the way to get our economy humming again. But the reality is there are tens of thousands of workers who don't want to take it. And they may be wrong. I've taken the vaccine. I think it's a good thing to do. But guess what? If you are on the sidelines because you refuse, that's a problem for this administration, and they're just ignoring it.
Yeah, if you are the president, shouldn't we be seeing a video every day of the heads of the trucking companies, the head of the port coming into meetings in the White House? Or if it were Donald Trump, wouldn't he fly out there and be there on the ground organizing things?
I think that's exactly right. I mean, we would have by now, we would have had months ago, I would argue, an all of government approach to this problem, because it isn't like these supply chain problems arrived overnight. It has been months since we have had ships piling up at the ports and truckers in short supply, et cetera. And that's exactly right. Part of the problem we have on the West Coast, of course, it's California, and California has nutty rules that cover just about everything. But for example, even simple things like one of the shortages is warehouse space. So we should be putting up pop-out warehouses everywhere. Just get the goods off the ships into the warehouses and then let the companies devise various ways of getting them from there to their stores. But you know, and I know, you couldn't possibly build a pop-up telephone pole in California because of all the zoning regulations and all those issues. So yes, that's a problem. Work rules are a problem. The administration made a big noise about going to 24/7 operations at the ports, which, by the way, everyone else in the world does. We're about the only country that doesn't allow that. And of course, we haven't allowed it because that would interfere with union rules. So the first thing Biden should do, he will never do this, is bring big labor leaders in and say, okay, whatever's impeding the delivery of goods, get it fixed. We need this fixed now. You can go back, a year from now, put these rules back in place. You have to require that truckers are this, many years old or have this particular kind of truck in California or whatever. All of those things are just insanely complicated and unnecessary in my view. But okay, suspend them. For now, suspend them. That should be the message. And there has been no message. I mean, like on everything else, the administration just has ignored the problem. And of course, In addition, you have the transportation secretary who should be overseeing all of this on family leave for over 2 months. I mean, it's really, you literally cannot make up enough said about the incompetence of this White House.
The fact that we don't have a working media right now is putting the whole country in debt. Shouldn't they be all over this guy saying, who did you put in as acting secretary? What did you do yesterday about this? They don't ask anything. So how do we survive 3 more years of this?
I don't know. I mean, the problem is, in the case of Pete Buttigieg, seems like a nice young man, completely unqualified to be transportation secretary. But what is his saving grace is he is gay, and he has a gay partner. So he's the first gay secretary of transportation, and that basically overwhelms all other considerations, evidently, for the Biden White House, including the fact that I was reading somewhere a description of the city that Mayor Pete was mayor of before he took on this job, which has, I think, like 39 buses. I mean, you know, it's just, it is not a training ground for organizing 85,000, I think that's the number, for the Secretary of Transportation. I mean, look, we have this all throughout the Biden White House, people who may be very nice people, actually competent in whatever little sphere they acted in prior to being in the White House, but they're just not up to the job. And frankly, I would put Anthony Blinken in the same category. He's been a disaster from day one. So anyway, there are lots of them, but, you know.
Hey, let's not leave out Lloyd Austin. Let's not leave out Kamala Harris.
Oh, my gosh. Really, really. It just blows your mind that they – I was saying to somebody, you know, that the Atlanta Fed, which tracks kind of current economic readings and comes up with current projections of growth, they're talking about the third quarter now growing at 0.5%. This is down from 6% not long ago. And it may be wrong. They may be overshooting. But, I mean, you really had to work hard to get there. We came in. Biden took office. The economy was soaring. Americans had tons of money to spend. Now, consumers are so depressed, Mark. The last couple of readings on consumer sentiment are so dark that really does impact spending. That really impacts growth. And anyway, they can't spend because there's nothing in the store. So really, what an incredible mess.
Yeah. So these polls are really bad, but the media is in cover-up mode. The media keeps covering for these guys. Are we going to see some backlash that wasn't measured in, but like McAuliffe losing in Virginia? Do things like that start to happen?
You know, I'm really intrigued by the Virginia race. I would argue that already he has lost. Already Democrats, I should say, have lost this race because it was not meant to be close. Even the New York Times calls it unexpectedly close and kind of a harbinger of what might happen in 2022 midterm elections. McAuliffe is a well-known name, 100% name recognition, very well-funded, you know, popular ex-governor. And this guy, Youngkin, with no political experience, is right now neck and neck with him. But what's interesting, if you look at the polls, the granular polls that Emerson put out recently, Youngkin is tied with suburban voters with McAuliffe, which is incredible because, as we know, Biden won suburban voters by at least 8, if not 10 percentage points in 2020. He also has a big lead with Hispanics, Mark, which I think is so interesting. And, you know, McAuliffe has a lead with black voters, but it's only like 74%. Democrats count on 90% of the black vote at least. So I think there's some interesting things happening in Virginia. As I say, no matter how the election turns out, I would argue that Republicans have won this because they're talking policies. What is McAuliffe talking about? Trump, Trump, Trump. He's trying to say that Youngkin is a mini Trump. Okay, guess what? The voters are, what Youngkin's talking about is taxes. He wants to get rid of the grocery tax, one of the few states that still has a grocery tax. He's pushing back on, you know, no restrictions on abortion. And that's an interesting topic because people mostly don't love the idea of having no restrictions, that you can have an abortion at 9 months. And that was an issue in Virginia, remember, when Northam, the governor, said, oh, you can just have a baby and let it basically lie there and die? I mean, what an abhorrent idea that was. So that's an issue. Obviously, school choice and critical race theory, another big topic. So I really think this race is highlighting some issues that matter to people. And I hope that sort of what has been a very silent majority begins to speak up in this race.
Yeah. Hey, we only have a minute left, but the other race is New Jersey. And Phil Murphy, maybe not the greatest governor, but he seemed like a very fine man. And then you watch this debate, and he's suddenly a cheap race baiter, calling Jack Ciattarelli white supremacist, Confederate flags. That was really ugly. That's going to backfire, too. We could see a loss there for him.
I doubt it, because I think he's pretty well entrenched and not unpopular in his state, although, my gosh, he should be. New Jersey, you know, one of the worst states for coronavirus deaths, one of the worst states for running a business, highest tax, I think is number two or three in terms of local and state taxes. What do voters like about New Jersey, I wonder, and the administration of their state? Hard to imagine. But getting to your point, race is something Americans, I think, are getting tired of. They're tired of being told they're racist. They're tired of everything being judged on this hot plate of racism. I really think that's the Democrats always overdo it, and I think they've overdone this.
Well, Liz Peek, brilliant as always. Don't miss any of her columns at foxnews.com and thehill.com. You'll see her all over Fox News, Fox Business Network. And great work. And make sure you follow Liz Peek on Twitter. It's Liz Peek at Twitter. And thanks for being with us.
Hey, I really enjoyed it. Hope to do it again.
All right. Take care. And everybody check out our webpage. We've got a lot of good stuff up there today. There was an insurrection against Donald Trump's White House. Yeah, Democrats, violent rioters. Thousands of them tried to take and seize the White House. Everybody forgot about this. Go look at the video. Look at how violent this was. How many cops went to the hospital? How many were injured? And there's no commission, no committee looking at this. Take a look at the video. It'll remind you of what happened. Also, Katie Couric, she knew about Matt Lauer the whole time. Here's a couple of videos I think that'll prove it. Take a look at them. They're all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.